Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on Space Dandy for Episode 6, The War of the Undies Invests, baby. I'm J-Ro, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And Overcooled.
Hey.
So, which team are you rooting for here in the Undies Invest battle?
Probably Vests, because I could at least get a long one to cover myself.
I'm a Undies fan myself.
Yes. Same
boxers
here.
Or boxer briefs.
Well, I guess we can't be friends then.
So on this episode of Space Dandy, the guys get crash landed on a mysterious planet, as it seems like it's been for a couple weeks. And with this episode, clearly we're back to what we're used to with Space Dandy. Episode 5 was a very unique story that was being told in this one. We're back to much more of the sort of dumb humor type nature of the show. And in this one, it is a battle between two different aliens, the Undians and the Vestians. As you would imagine, it was Undies versus Vests, and Dandy was with Team Undies and Meow with Team Vests. And it was really funny how they got separated, and you see those two lying in bed with their fellow alien partners and just having a conversation and talking about, like, you know, the mysterious button to, like, destroy the planet or something, but really weirdly intimate.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And they actually said in the dub, like, it's like, is it okay for another dude to lay with another dude in the bed, heart-shaped bed? He's like, yeah, it's totally fine. Like, that's how they do it at their race. Yeah. That's pretty funny. But yeah, like you said, it was pretty much back to the comedy of Space Dandy. And I kind of expected that. You know, it's like we do get retreated to a rare event where it's a serious type episode. But yeah, I was just telling people in the comments last week that don't get used to that because it's not the type of show they're going for, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, if it was serious, then it wouldn't really be Space Dandy. Right. Especially if it's 26 episodes, then most of it's going to be resetting after each episode, going to a new planet, doing something stupid, and then ending it with something outrageous like surfing on geysers.
I thought it was funny this week that QT was going to leave them. And he's like, I always remember you guys when I look in the sky. I was like, oh my god.
It's like he's trying to pull a Dandy there.
Yeah, I was like, well, it only serves him right. He's done it to them throughout the series. So it's pretty funny.
But I think for me, the funniest scene in this episode was the peace meeting between the Undians and Vestians as they came to terms with each other, but then QT said, you have to exchange a item of value with each other. So they had this very awkward scene where they were taking off their underwear and their vests and almost trading it, and just the way that scene played out looked very funny. It kind of looked like, you know, some kind of, in an awkward way, like a girl that was being forced to take off her clothes or something, like, especially with the guy with the vests.
Yeah, I was like, the whole time I was watching, like, I wouldn't do that. No, stop that. Nasty. I mean, the vest is fine, but not the other one, no.
Yeah.
With slow motion. Nazi's been wearing it for how long?
Yeah, and the camera, the zoom in, and like, wow.
Low camera angles.
Yep.
Definitely a really tense moment. I was kind of, I don't know, I kind of thought maybe they were going to make up, because I guess I'm naive, and then they didn't.
Yeah, like, pro tip, rocks' weapons are, you know, more effective than, I guess, alien guns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also kind of funny is that for no reason, Dandy and Meow felt like they were a part of their teams and wanted to join in the war and were fighting against each other. And apparently, Meow can fight on par with Dandy.
Yeah, they wouldn't think Dandy would get, like, physical, but yeah, I guess he can when he needs to.
They had absolutely no reason to fight, but of course, boys would be boys, and they just kind of let their testosterone get the better of them, so they're like, oh, why not? Let's fight. Forget about making them make up so we can register them. They're always focused on their own little things.
I thought the little duel they had was pretty funny, too. It was like maybe I don't know how long it lasted, but it felt like a minute, and once it ended, like, the timer went off, they stopped fighting. I was like, wow, just keep fighting. What are you doing? Like, they're playing by these strict rules. Like, oh my god.
And then we get to the part where Overcool just mentioned about the surfboard is that QT was going to pull a Dandy and leave them behind, but then he remembered that earlier in the episode they talked about some surfboards that Dandy hadn't used, and QT sends it to him, and an awesome scene of Dandy and Meow just surfing on the geysers and stuff, and as the planet's exploding.
Yeah, all this is happening, mind you, without him wearing a spacesuit. But that was hilarious. So, like, wow. And you also see Dandy get a new hair, kind of hairstyle at, yeah, near the end. I was like, I kind of like that better than his whatever hair he has now.
Like, but the wind was blowing his hair, and
yeah,
all the hair gel came out.
I did think it was funny at the beginning. He was just like telling this like this big story, and he's like, "Oh, I made it all up. Like, it's all fake. I don't really surf."
But you know the surfboard's going to come up again later when he mentions it at the beginning. You just don't know how, because the planet doesn't have any water or anything, and they completely ignore it.
Yeah, they throw it to you like, this might come in handy later, you know. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all there is to explain for synopsis-wise for the episode. Back to normal with Space Dandy. Entertaining. I thought it took a little while to get started up. Same could be said for most episodes of the series so far, but the second half is where the comedy really picked up for me and became more enjoyable. Just a little bit of a slow start, in my opinion.
Yep. And the other thing I would say is the dub, they kind of made the aliens sound like they're broken Chinese acting, like a guy putting on an accent. Kind of felt a little random why they did that, and almost borderline race a little bit, but not really. I mean, they're aliens, so it's fine. I mean, it's not like they're doing it intentionally.
And, you know, Space Bros is pretty offensive. Right, recently
that's
for a
true.
Jamaican guy. Yeah, man. That's all he says.
Oh, no.
Leave the anime. That's how they do it.
I wasn't too keen on this episode. It was all right. I guess the highlight would definitely be Dandy surfing and the episode just ending with the surfing without explaining anything, without him getting back on the ship, just surfing through space with nice music. But the startup was, as you said, pretty slow, and the concept of aliens fighting war just for the sake of war, for something they've forgotten, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of done a lot, and Dandy didn't do anything too spectacular with it, aside from making one side have underwear and other side have vests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the end, no one wins because both aliens died. Yeah. I was like, this is funny.
And money for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they try to lift rocks, and they end up crushing their own skull.
That was pretty funny. And I know Kyoko was kind of disappointed because she was thinking more of a, you know, guy-on-guy thing going on. But I was like, nope, sorry, not happening this episode.
Yeah,
because she was disappointed.
Dandy
still got service, got some man service still. Dandy was in underwear the whole episode,
right?
Almost.
So, I mean, a little bit for girls to look at, and it's fine.
All right. So for Fosh and Overcooled, I'm Jero, and we'll see you next week on the Space Dandy Mini Talk, baby.